Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 411. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from A Giant Dog. It's an Austin band. The song was called Bend Over. It's on the brand new album, Toy, which came out today, August 25th, on Merge Records. That is a fantastic record. Definitely in the running for my favorite album of the year. And I don't think anyone writes better songs than Andrew Cashin and Sabrina Ellis. Just, I don't know, everything about it is perfect. That band is great, and their other band, Sweet Spirit, is great too. And that album, I think, is coming out later this year as well. So find that album, maybe stop this podcast, go buy that album, and then come back. I can wait. I've got some good music for you this week. It's a little bit all over the place, but I think you're going to find something here you can like in just about everything I play. We're going to continue here with the Bomb Pops. The song is called Be Sweet.
Sweet.
told you to hang on. We got transitions like this through the rest of the podcast. Don't worry, we'll make it. Let's see, we ended that set there with Amanda X from Philadelphia. The song is Dear Marie, and the album is Giant. It came out last week, August 18th, on Self Aware Records. That is a digital-only release for now. No vinyl, but maybe in the future. Both the band and the label wanted to get that album out quickly to raise some money for the charity Women Against Abuse, which the label feels is very important due to the climate we have today, as led by the Commander and Cheeto. Before that, we heard from the Bomb Pops from San Diego, California. The song is Be Sweet, and that's on the album Fear of Missing Out, which came out February of this year on Fat Records. I don't know a whole lot about the band. I know this is their debut full-length, but they've had a number of EPs and singles. They've had a lot of different lineups, but the two gals that front that band, I think, have been there through thick and thin. I guess I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. Hold on. This is The School with the song, I Want You Back.
Distorting it, You wish people would stop asking you who it's from. There are things I know I should do. There are things I choose to do. We're not the same, we're not even close. Sure, I guess you have both, but I'm talking pianissimo. After you've given up being understood, I don't think you can enlarge without distorting it. You wish people would stop asking you where it's from. I can't imagine wanting anything as much as they want us dead. Like pressure, you asked me, I pressed. Everything you told me about my past was wrong. I don't think you can enlarge without distorting it. You wish people would stop asking you. I don't think you can enlarge without distorting it. You wish people would stop asking you where you're from. Gotta be reckless, pinch those knobby fingers together. Since when have you obeyed anyone? Please distract me so I won't know I'm waiting. If God is good and you're good, then where does that put us? I don't think you can enlarge without distorting it. You wish people would stop asking you. I don't think you can enlarge without distorting it. You wish people would stop asking you where you're from. Not even close. Well, it can't be lost. Find myself obedient to what I don't know, to what's no longer here, to what has gone away.
did I just throw a 6-minute Mogwai track in the middle of the podcast? Why, yes. Yes, I did. That is the song Every Country's Son, the title track from the band's new album that'll be out September 1st on their own Rock Action label. That album needs to be listened to at night, very loud, and preferably driving in a car at a very high speed. Been listening to it for a few weeks, and nothing really gelled until that exact combination happened, and then, religious experience. And that's how Mogwai works, I think. Before that, we heard it from Ramona Falls. That is the project of Brent Nuff. The song there is I Wish I Could, and it's from the new album Coils, which came out in July of this year on Hot Water Freezes Faster. That one, I don't know why I picked it up. I think I remembered liking the last album quite a bit, and I saw that one and got it, and it turns out I'm lukewarm on it, and then I went back and listened to the last album, and I was kind of lukewarm on that. So you win some and lose some. And then before that, we heard from The School, which also is a bit of a curious thing. The song is called I Want You Back, and it's on the album Loveless Unbeliever, which originally came out back in 2010, though this was just reissued in 2016 on Elephant Records. There's a band out of Cardiff and Wales. I thought that was something new, but turns out it was their first album, released with a couple of new tracks, but I didn't have it, so I'm very glad to have found it, because I really love that band. So much perfect indie pop and tween, just a hint of Northern Soul. Maybe not so much in that track, but it's on that album. Such a good band. Glad they're still active. Now I want that new album that I thought I was buying anyway. I'm about out of time here. Let me wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 411. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Lots of things on the concert calendar for you here. Tonight, the 25th, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at Warehouse Arts. That's with the Architects. Train Dodge is playing the 25th as well at Minibar. And that's where you'll find me. The 26th, Dead Vin is playing at the Arts and Crafts Beer Festival with Deco Auto and so many other people. On the 26th, Schwervon is playing at Californo's. I know that's with Folkaside Trio as well, or Duo, one or the other. And I think I'll make that show. On the 27th, Kira Jari at Pin Valley Skate Park. That's with some other people, and that should be fun. On the 27th, Ben Folds at Liberty Hall. The 30th, Bleached is playing at the Riot Room, and that's with Schwartz Weather. On the 31st, Mobina Galore at Riot Room. I don't even remember anything about that band, but I know that the openers are what excited me about that show. On the 1st, Brandon Phillips and The Conditioner playing at the Record Bar. The Living End is playing the 2nd at the Riot Room. On the 5th, Cherry Glazer's at the Record Bar. The 8th and 9th is The Beach Ball at Sporting Park. On the 8th, Armchair Martian is playing at Minibar. On the 10th, Spoon is at the Uptown. The 12th, Single Mothers at the Record Bar. 14th, Mountain Goats are at the Madrid. The 16th, DRI is at the Riot Room. The 17th, Stiff Little Fingers at the Granada. And it just goes on. So let's just stop there and say, hey, that's a few weeks out for you. That should give you enough to worry about. Looking at the website, a few new things are out there. There's photos and video of the Sweet Spirit Whiffs Drugs and Addicts show that happened at Blind Tiger. And there'll probably be the photos of the Architects and American Discord show by the time you listen to this one. Okay, one track left for you here. A track by Margot Price from Nashville, of course, or out of Nashville now. The song is called Weakness, and it's the title track of a 4-song EP that just came out late July on Third Man Records. And this one's a fun one, hailing back to that kind of Bakersfield country with all of the wordplay that makes me so happy. So shifting gears one more time, one last time for the podcast. This is Margot Price with Weakness. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Time.